The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Welcome back, Delaware County, Muncie. We are back with another connecting point because, you know, that's what I'm all about, right? I love the city of Muncie. I love Delaware County and just all the amazing people that are here. And I enjoy connecting my listeners with folks doing amazing things in this community. So, you know, that's what it's all about. And today, we're going to do just that. I have a special guest joining us, and she's not your average high school senior. She is owner and operator of Kalia's Creation, a budding business right here in our community. Kalia, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, girl. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Kalia Evans, You know, I've had the privilege of knowing you for quite some time. I've watched you grow up, and I am not surprised that this is who you are today. I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so proud of you. You've started your own business, Kalia's Creations, you know, and we're going to dive into that. I want folks to know what that's all about, what, you know, the inspiration behind it was. But before we do that, you know, I want to connect people to you. So let's talk about what you're up to right now and what my listeners may just know you from, right? So let's talk about high school. What high school you go to?
Yorktown High School.
Okay. You go to Yorktown, and you are graduating when?
This December. Yeah, I'm graduating early. So I'm class of 2025, but I'm graduating December.
Good night. You're class of 25, but you're graduating right here this December.
Yeah.
Listen, I just wanted to spotlight that moment because that tells me a few things. That tells me you've worked hard.
Been working hard.
Yes. So you are graduating early. Mm-hmm. You also have a job.
Mm-hmm. I work at Stoops Automotive part-time. I'm a receptionist.
Come on, Stoops. How long you been doing that?
A few months.
Okay.
Yep. I was working at Mancino's, but I feel like the food wasn't really my scenery.
Okay. So no to the food industry.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nah. I like dressing nice, dealing with the customers.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Girl, so do I. I love, there's something about like getting nice before you go to work.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if you don't feel good, if you look good, I just feel like that's half the battle.
Yeah. When I was working at Mancino's, I was walking out smelling like onions. And I was like, this isn't for me.
She said, no, not the onions.
Yeah.
I love that for you. That's awesome. So, okay, Stoops, good. You know, I'm trying to buy a car this year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
shared that with you. Okay. Okay, come on, cars in 24. You also, you know, not only are you graduating early, you've worked hard, you got a job in the community, extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
You are a member of
Concrete Rose.
Hey, I love that. And how long have you been a member?
Since the beginning. I think it's 2-3 years in, since my freshman year.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Tell me about that a little bit, because, you know, I'm constantly seeing, you know, Concrete Rose doing tons of amazing things in this community. Miss Sasha has been on the show a few times, just doing some great things. What does it mean for you as a member and a student that's part of the organization, you know?
So in elementary, I went to Longfellow, and that's like basically almost all Black kids. So middle school, I transferred to Yorktown, and it's completely different. It's like all white kids. You're not seeing many Black kids.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate what Sasha's doing, because it allows us, you know, it's for all Black kids. So it allows me to like connect with other people that I grew up with or the people I don't get to see anymore. We do like the Black history shows.
Yes.
And I really appreciate her for that.
Which this year I was not able to attend. I was out of town, but my son was there.
Yeah.
My mama was there. And she was so proud. Y'all packed that whole auditorium up.
Yep.
And one thing I love about it, too, is it's such a diverse crowd.
Mm-hmm. It is. And that's what's shocking. Like, the first year we did it, I thought it would be, like, all black people.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's plenty of white people, like, all different.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, black history, it's our history. It's American history. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's quite an event. Y'all pack it out, and it's always an amazing, amazing turnout. All right, so you wear many hats. Meanwhile, when did you decide to start your business?
I think I took it serious in maybe October.
Okay.
So I've always played volleyball and basketball.
Okay.
But I played sports because my parents wanted me to. That really wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah,
I didn't want to play sports.
Right.
So I knew that my parents wasn't just going to let me sit around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I had to come up with something.
Yes.
And then I also was dealing with, I had friends that had recently passed away.
Yeah.
And so that put me in like a dark hole, depression. So I just really wanted to find something that I could, you know, make money.
Yep.
Everybody want to make money.
Of course.
Something
of course.
That I'm going to enjoy doing besides just having a job. And so that's how I came up with my business.
Come on. Good stuff. I always ask folks this, what's your favorite part about Muncie?
So here recently, I think my favorite part about Muncie is the leaders, the adult leaders that we have. They're really spotlighting on youth and their businesses, young entrepreneurs. And I really appreciate that. Here recently, I've been in like 3 events and I've got to be a vendor and I've made money.
Yes.
And so I really appreciate how they're like giving us some spotlight.
That is beautiful. And I see that so much just in our community. It makes me really proud as well that we have so many young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy saying that, you know. I feel like I'm still young.
You still young.
Younger, right?
Yeah.
It makes me so proud to see y'all fearless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you get scared? Like, real question, do you get nervous or do you?
I do get nervous.
Yeah.
I get nervous at times. Like, it's the speaking in front of people part, that's what makes me nervous.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? But you're doing it.
And I'm trying.
Oh, man, you're doing it. And I think that's part of the beauty, too. Like, your generation is so fearless. You appear fearless even despite some of the nerves, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So keep that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the public speaking, it'll get easier.
Yeah.
Girl, you're doing it right now as we're having this conversation. And you're killing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So Kalia's Creations. I know we got a 2-minute mark before commercial, but I'm seeing some of your creation right now. I see your phone case.
Mm-hmm.
I see your blinged out shoes right now.
Thank you.
So cute. So how do you in one lump, like how do you describe your business? What do you do?
So I do a whole bunch of different things. So I do a lot of bling things. Anything a customer wants that they want bling, I'm blinging it.
Yes.
Crocs, bubble slides, shoes, phone cases. But I also do like dip treats, dip strawberries.
Yes.
I do balloon arches. I just did glitter flowers for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how I came up with my name. All the things I do, how do I put all of that under one name?
Yes.
So that's how I came up with Kalia's Creations. Everything I'm doing is very creative. So I put a twist on it, and my name starts with a K. So I put a K on Creations, and then I put a Z at the end of it to give it Kalia's Creations.
Come on. You know I like that Z.
I know.
You
know. That Z is different.
It's the Z. Come on. That's how I introduce myself. I tell people I'm Lindsay with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Yes. Awesome. All right. Before we go to break, what is your favorite thing about being a boss lady, a boss baddie, an entrepreneur?
I like that I can basically do whatever I want. Like, I'm freestyling with it, and I'm on my time for my business.
Mm-hmm.
I stay up a lot of long nights because I'm busy with so many things. So I like that I can have, like, I can do that. I can basically, if I want to get up early, get up late.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm. And you have half days at school now,
mm-hmm.
so you don't even have full days
because
you've worked hard to get to this point. You're about done.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Well, Kalia, I'm proud of you. We're going to talk more about Kalia's creations right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie, after the break.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, we are back from the break, and I am here with Miss Kalia Evans, owner and operator of Kalia's Creations. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. After the break.
Yes. So we've been talking about just some of your journey, some of the inspiration, you know, behind starting your business and everything. I did want to circle back to these Valentine baskets that you did because I saw the posts. They were lovely.
Thank you.
Very nice. You know, what kind of, I don't know, what was your spark behind that? Like, because those were beautiful.
So the glitter flowers that I did, those were really popular. And they were so cute. And I was like, I would love for somebody to get this for me.
Aww.
And I think that like the teenagers, I figured a lot of like the boyfriends want to get them for the girlfriends.
Yeah.
And so they did. And
yeah.
then so that was I was going to focus on the flowers, like the glitter bouquet flowers and then the money bouquet flowers. But I was like, why not add some baskets on too? And those did really good, too.
I like that so much. And what you also did was, because I saw, like, leading up to Valentine's, you know people wait. They wait till last minute.
I did not think that, like, the day before, I got, like, probably 20 orders. Like, I did not think that was going
to happen. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you fulfill all of them?
I did, but it was really rough because I was like staying up so late, but
yes.
I got it done and got my money.
Come on. Good job. Good job. I was going to say people wait until the last minute. You know, as an entrepreneur that is, you know, creating and building product, like that can almost be an inconvenience. But how do you manage that? Like, I'm sure you don't. I mean, actually, I don't really know. Let me not assume. But do you make a bunch of your product?
So I didn't. My mom was telling me that maybe I should because she was like, everyone's going to be last minute. But I'm like, no, they're not, Mom. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine. And then I got like 20 orders, like the 13th. Even on the 14th, I had people getting stuff. So I had and that was a struggle because like stuff that I was getting from stores, they were out of stock. So
wow.
that was my biggest struggle the last minute for Valentine's. Like, I tried to find all these different things.
Right.
It was
right.
rough.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But I got it done.
Yes. And so are you doing all of your work? Like, do you do it at home? Yes.
I do it at home.
Good for you. Do you have, like, a little corner, Kalia's Creation corner?
I got a desk in my bedroom in the corner, and I'm just doing it all there.
Yes. Good job. Look, okay, we started from the bottom. No, but really, I love the starting point because, you know, this show started in my house.
Really?
I transformed a bedroom to where people would come in and I would do my shows.
You got to start somewhere.
You do. Yeah. And that makes me so proud of you because so many people will not start something. They're sitting on a great idea, but because they don't have it all together the way they think they should have it, they just won't start.
Yep. And that's why I appreciate my mom so much because, I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people, when they start a business, it's hard because it's like, where are you going to get all this money from to start it? And my mom really invested in me. Like my first few hundreds of dollars for my business, she definitely helped me a lot.
That's beautiful.
Always sending me stuff. And it would be annoying at first, but I'm like, thank you. What would I do without my mama? Like,
absolutely. Come on. Come on, mama. Let's give her some snaps.
Snaps.
And give her her flowers. Brittany.
Yes, I definitely give her her flowers.
Oh, beautiful. That's so beautiful. Speaking of challenges, right? You know, we kind of touched on fear just very briefly. But what would you, like, let's say someone's listening. They haven't started that business. They have it, right? The means to be able to start, but you know, maybe they're scared or whatever challenges they're facing. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, what are some of your biggest challenges or challenge?
My biggest challenge was probably pricing.
Okay.
Because for one, I'm young. Mm-hmm. I'm giving these products that they're costing me money. So I got to make my prices a little bit higher. So I'm, you know, getting my price for it. You
absolutely
know what I mean? So with me being so young and having prices that are a little bit higher than someone that's selling like a $20 item, mm-hmm. that scared me because I just didn't know, like, are they going to want to do this because I'm so young? So in the beginning of my business, I was really cheating myself.
Okay.
I wasn't making my prices what they should be. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, I can't be putting all my time into this and my money and I'm not getting nothing back. So for the new year, for 2024, that's what I did. I upped my prices.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
Up your price, girl. Like, excuse me, my price just went up.
Mm-hmm. And what I would say is, like, for people that are starting off their business, like, when you're first starting, you don't want to make your prices extra high because you got to make sure, you know, what you're doing is worth these prices. But once you finally feel like, okay, this mm-hmm. my prices is worth this, don't put them down because someone else is saying it's too expensive. Yeah. Because there's going to be those people that will get it. There's going to be people that will pay what mm-hmm. you're wanting. But there's going to be those people that may not be able to afford it. And that's mm-hmm. okay, but my item is not for you.
Come on. Good job.
Yeah.
And also, keep in mind that, you know, if one person purchases the product, right, mm-hmm. a couple people purchase the product at the rate that you've put it at and you're thinking it's too high,
mm-hmm.
don't overthink it when you realize, oh, wait a minute, they bought it at that price. That tells you the value
mm-hmm.
of your product. So you keep it right there.
Right.
Don't go any lower.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I know what you are putting in your product is love, time. I mean, you putting probably sweat and tears in it too.
Tears, plenty of tears.
yes, absolutely. Okay, so what would you say skills or lessons that you've learned through starting your own business that maybe you didn't have before you started your business?
Definitely patience. I would say my patience was little. I don't know why, but they were little. And that's just a whole life thing too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I need more patience. When it's my time, it'll come.
Yeah.
When it's meant for me, it will come. I just got to be having patience and faith.
Yep. And keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're crawling, even if you're taking one step, mm-hmm. you're still moving.
Yep. Because so some days, like having a business, some days it will be really slow. But mm-hmm. then these other days, it's like, okay, well, it's going so well. Like, and I definitely have seen that within my business.
I love it. I love it, girl. All right, share with me like a memorable success or like a milestone with Kalia's Creations.
So in my business, I've obviously made more money than I had without having my business. And mm-hmm. so the past Christmas, I got to adopt a family and gift them some Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was emotional. And it was, I love that I got to do that. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I have family that were those kids at one point in time that needed gifts to be provided for them and stuff like that. And so I really enjoy being able to do that.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I don't think I cried.
Yeah.
But just like my mom, you know, she was there before. And so it just made me really emotional. It's like my mama really had to go through this and she fought so hard so I wouldn't. And I never had.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was really like touching and like. Yeah. It makes me want to do more for mm-hmm. other people that may not be able to have the same things that I have.
That's beautiful. She's really instilled such goodness
mm-hmm.
your parents have, you know, in you. And I am honored to be able to see that through you. You just make me so proud.
Thank you.
This is awesome. So before we wrap this up, I'm mm-hmm. like, this has gone so fast.
I know.
Gosh, this has been fun. How can people make contact with you to put in orders?
So Kalia's Creations on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And then I'm also at a lot of the local events for vendors, so you can catch me there too.
Yay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing more of you. We have one more moment. What advice would you give a young person that wants to start their business, but they're scared?
Just put your all to it. Put your all into it. Even if you're nervous. I was really nervous. If you really want it, you go for it. It'll be successful.
Come on. Come on. Yeah. Right here. High five. Yes. I love it. Well, listen, I'm very proud of you. I'm honored to watch you and cannot wait to support your business.
Thank you.
You're so creative.
Thank
you. So talented. So, yes, keep that up. keep that up. And for my listeners, thanks for listening. As always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.